quickly from Colossians 3:9-10. I'm not trying to be lengthy this morning, but I feel like we need to share His word. And so, Colossians 3:9-10, it says, "Don't lie to each other. If you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him." Heavenly Father, this year we want to be like You. Your Son, He set the example for us to follow. And so, Heavenly Father, I pray that if anything, this year, our plan, our resolution is to be more like the one You sent here to show us the way. Show us the way this year. In Your name I pray. Amen. Hang on a minute. I'm looking for my glasses. Where am I? It's time to make New Year's resolutions. And I don't know if you've made yours or not. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. There was a pastor who said, hey, he was very happy to say, I read about, he said, very happy. He said, I kept all of last year's resolutions, all six of them. And so he went on to say that all six of them, I made them, I put them in an envelope, and I put them in my top dresser drawer, and so I kept them there in an envelope. So I don't think that's the way it's supposed to work, but that's the way he figured, the way he could keep it. Most of us end up breaking these New Year's resolutions before the next week. We feel bad about breaking them, but it's not easy keeping resolutions, is it? It takes effort and sacrifice and determination to keep these resolutions. Webster defines resolution as a firm decision. It's a strong commitment to a course of action. There are 10 resolutions, New Year's resolutions, that I think we can all keep. Here we go. To gain more weight. To gain more weight. To gain at least 30 pounds, all right? Secondly, stop exercising. It's a waste of time. Thirdly, read less. It makes you think. Four, stop cooking. You should eat out more. Five, get more credit cards. Six, break at least one traffic law. And I've seen that happen quite a bit, especially during the storm. I believe that especially on East Bogart and Anna, there's that flashing red light. People don't know what that means, I think, or they're just totally blowing it off. I've seen a number of people go through there. Seven, focus on the faults of others. Yeah, that's a good one, right? Sleep in every chance you get, all right? That's a good resolution, right? Go on a chocolate-only diet. I can see some of you going back to work. My pastor says I'm supposed to do this. Chocolate-only diet. And number 10, never make New Year's resolutions again. This week, people will be making resolutions of changes they wish to make for the new year. Some of the most common are to get out of debt and to quit smoking. This one young man at a New Year's party, he asks his friend for a cigarette, and his friend says, "Hey, I thought your New Year's resolution was to quit smoking." He goes, "Yeah, I am, but I'm in phase one. I'm in phase one of quitting smoking." He goes, "Phase one?" His friend says, "Phase one? Well, tell me, please, what is phase one?" Well, I quit buying them. Quit buying the cigarettes. So another common resolution is to lose weight. It's not easy to stick to a diet, is it? We look in the Old Covenant, and Daniel knew about healthy eating and about diets. So much so that Rick Warren and Doctors Daniel Amen and Mark Hyman put out a publication about called Daniel's Plan, 40 Days of a Healthier Life. Some people have gone to that diet. Daniel knew how hard it was to stick to a diet. We all say, I'm going to try to stick to this diet even if it kills me. And for Daniel, that was the realization that if he stuck to this diet, it could kill him. So we find our first VeggieTales story in the first chapter of Daniel. Daniel is an example for what it means to make a resolution and to stick to it. Remember what resolution means: a firm decision. Daniel's people were taken out of their country, and the king there was determined to make the Israelites change to the Babylonian way. So he figured, hey, let me grab a couple of these folks, let me try to breed them in our school them in a way that's of the Babylonian way. I want to show them how to eat, the religious customs, all of those things, doing those things the Babylonian way. And so the king began by selecting the best and the brightest of the Jewish men to be trained in Babylonian ways. And his reasoning was, if he can get these folks and train them, that the other Israelites will follow suit. But Daniel makes this resolution. In Daniel 1:8, it says, but Daniel was determined not to defile himself by eating the food and wine given to them by the king. He asked the chief of staff for permission not to eat these unacceptable foods. Daniel made a plea for he and his friends, and he said, hey, he went to the chief and he said, hey, just give us 10 days. Will you give us a day, 10 days, and see if we are not as in good a shape as the rest of those who are eating the king's food and eating the king's wines and drinking the king's wine. So it was agreed. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made a resolution that would better themselves. This week, many of you will make making New Year's resolutions. These resolutions will involve healthy choices, I hope. They may include financial changes, promises to study more or to spend more time with your parents or to spend more time with your children. They may include less complaining. These resolutions may be resolutions of way to improve your health and your lifestyle. I believe any resolution we make that will better ourselves, any resolution that we make to better ourselves as a person, pleases our Heavenly Father. Again, sadly, too often, while making resolutions, we remember only the physical, and forgetting the resolutions that will make us a better person, spiritually speaking. Will these resolutions include decisions to attend worship services on a regular basis, whether you're here in a sanctuary or on using social media? Will it involve being a part of a Bible study or starting a Bible study, a small group? Will there be daily resolution to start a quiet time, a time of journaling? I know that there's people who are trying that, and there's something about journaling, and that too takes a lot of determination to journal and to be able to go back and say, hey, this is where I was. This is the walk, this is what I was walking through right now. And to know that I wasn't walking alone. I always say, find time to read God's word. But make a resolution to say, okay, all right. It's not so much to say, all right, I read his word, John 3:16, right? And then close it up and say, okay, good, check, all right? But what if you just did like a word store study on each of all of that verse? Dissect it. What does each one of those words mean? What did it mean in the day that it was written? And how is it still applicable to our lives today? For Daniel and his friends, their resolution was more than a health issue or a choice to eat healthy food. To adapt to Babylonian ways would be compromising their beliefs. They knew this would affect their relationship with God. Well, God was pleased with Daniel's determination and to stick to his resolution. The scriptures tell us that God blessed Daniel and his friends. Not only were they healthier, but they were blessed with the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that all of the other people on the king's court did not possess. The king questioned these men and found them 10 times better than the rest. Does God care about resolutions that we make this year? Yes, he does. Does God care if you keep your resolutions or not? Yes, he does. There's an area of your life that is destroying your health, affecting your family negatively, or destroying your witness. And I think that one, for me, that's the bigger one we should look at. Are we conducting ourselves in a way that people look at us and say, and that's what a child of God is like? Make a resolution, a firm decision, a strong commitment to a course of action of improving oneself. But just don't make a resolution this coming year. Make that resolution not just for the year, but for the rest of your life. Don't say, hey, okay, I did it for 2023. Whoo, now I'm done. The resolution you make should be a life change. And I know that you're saying, hey, JR, I tried it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't forgive that person. I can't seem to get my finances straightened up. I can't quit this bad habit. I can't. God says, you're right. You can't. But I can. If we just lean on my strength, his word says. I remember when I was making, I don't know necessarily New Year's resolutions, but a resolution to change my lifestyle. And I think for, like earlier, one said, hey, somebody had a problem with smoking or something else. And I remember I used to dip Copenhagen. And then I used to have that little ring on the back of my jeans, right? And I just remember that I was helping a guy came over and he's helping me move a washing machine or something. And he saw me, you know, do this and put a pinch in, and he's like, "Oh, wow, you do that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know." And he goes, "Hmm." I'm like, it's not hurting anybody else but me. You know, it's not like I'm blowing smoke in everybody's area. He's like, oh, no, it's okay. Kinda. he says, just remember, you know, that this is a temple of God. And as he said that, I'm like, okay, so now... I thought about it. And I said, "Well, I don't want to relieve this temple and no longer make it a spittoon. You know what I mean? I don't ever want to have that in me again, because now I know that, that this temple of God belongs to Him. Where did Daniel get the power and strength to stand up for his resolution? Daniel didn't tackle the problem alone. He had the strength of friends, granted, in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but he had the strength of his Lord. In chapter 6, Daniel, we reread, Daniel had developed a habit of praying. A habit of praying. A habit of praying. I said it 3 times because that's how many times a day it says in the text that he prayed. 3 times a day. I wonder how our lives would change if we did that intentionally. Pray at least 3 times a day. Philippians 4:13 says, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Does it include losing weight? Yes, if that's what you need to do. Does it include quitting ugly habits? Yes. Does it include those things that affect your witness, like complaining or an unforgiving heart? Yes. Our Heavenly Father desires to change your life for the better. Notice what Paul says in today's text. Take off the old self and its practices. Put on the new. That sounds like a good New Year's resolution, right? Take off the old and put on the new. If anybody knew about taking off the old and putting on the new, it was Paul, right? Paul was persecuting Christians. He was killing folks. And then on that road to Damascus, a light shone upon him, blinded him. The scales were removed from his eyes. And from that point on, we have basically the whole new covenant that was written by Saul, by Paul. His name was changed. He took off the old and put on the new. And he never looked back. He never said, "Oh, geez, I wish I could do the old things I used to do. Oh, I miss those things." No. Sadly, many Christians, it seems, accept Christ and never get much into taking off the old self and putting on the new self. They never get much into the sacrifice part. Many neglect the renewing that it takes daily to become more and more like Christ. There's that song that's, I would say, an old song. A song that probably we should, you know. I know this guy, he sings a song all the time. His name is Mr. Pomeroy. He lives up in Fairbanks. It's like one of his favorite songs. And his song is, "I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back." Paul writes about giving up the old self and putting on the new. Paul knew firsthand about the change Jesus can make in personal lives. Remember, Father did a 180 in him, and he can do the same thing in you. And if you don't turn up, you got to do a full 180, all right? Some people say, "Oh, I did a 360-degree change." I'm like, "Do you know what that is? That's starting from here and going around, and you're right back where you started again, all right? It's doing a 180 from here to here and saying, I'm going in this direction." And you got to do a good 180. Because if you do a 175, you're still going to be off 5 degrees. And although right here 5 degrees is only this much, but if you go out a thousand yards, you're going to be 100 off, right? For each degree. There's no habit too big. There's no sin too great. Jesus is in the business. Jesus is in the business of making all things new. That is why he came to earth. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says this. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. So, is there something ugly that you want to stop doing? You want to give up? Something that doesn't show the love of Christ the way it should because you've got this thing that you're holding on to? This morning, I would say, go to him this morning and say, Father, I'm starting off new this year, 2023. I don't know what's going to be in front of me, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm getting rid of these things. I'm taking off these old clothes, never to wear them again. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your love and for your overwhelming presence, how you never let us go. And Father, I pray that we will have the love that a little child has of you in following you and saying, I love doing communion. Well, I pray that communion is just not like a one-day thing, but an everyday thing where we can come to you and listen to you. Listen for your guidance. Listen to your wisdom. Father, I pray that Palmer Church of God would follow your lead. That we would make resolutions to do some things that are challenging, but not unsurmountable. Knowing that with you, things are possible. In your name I pray. Amen.